Hallelujah. Well, I'm so thankful for the Word, and I think it is a good moment to make our confession over the Holy Scriptures. So if you have your Bible, or even just the outline with the Word on it, whichever it is, repeat after me. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can have what it says I can have, and I can do what it says I can do. Today I'll be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess, my mind is alert, my heart is receptive, and I'll never be the same, because I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. Never in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We are a charismatic church, and we get excited, and we're not afraid to show it. Hallelujah. So, as I've been meditating on this series on the journey of faith, it is absolutely my favorite. I'm just going to say it. It is my favorite. And when we talk about journeys, we talk about the passages that we go from one place to the other. We talked about the changes that were made in our journeys. How many of you have had a moment where you go, well, that wasn't on the schedule. That wasn't in the plan. Huh? Yeah. But God has the plan. God has the plan. They have a little response to that. God has a plan. And it's spiritually, if we're going to do this journey right, it's going to take what kind of faith? Great or strong faith. Good. Good with either one of them. Step number one. Hear God's voice for our life. Romans 10:17. Faith comes by and hearing by the Word of God. Very good. You guys are passing the test. I like it. Number two, leave our old life. If we're going to go from A to B, we've got to leave our old life. Just like when God told Abram, you're leaving town, buddy, and everybody's going with you. Step number three was to press beyond burnout. And we talked about offense. And I had a young person, a teenager, who actually texted me and saw that message on Facebook and said, that was very good. And I know them, and I know the situation that they're in. And just that's just awesome. That made my day. I'll do this for one. I'll bust my fanny for one. That's all that matters. I'll take more, but okay. So, stay out of strife. Everyone say that. Avoid strife, and God will enlarge His promises to us. Abram is the father of faith, not a few. And we know that the spirit of strife is evident and around. We just have to recognize it and deal with it. So, the story about strife between Abram and his nephew Lot is in Genesis chapter 13, verses 1 through 7. And Abram went up out of Egypt, he and his wife and all that he had, and Lot went with him into the south. And Abram was very rich. He had cattle, and he had silver, and he had gold. And he went on his journeys from the south, even to Bethel, unto the place where his tent had been at the beginning between Bethel and Ai, unto the place of the altar which he had made there at the first, and there Abram called upon the name of the Lord. Where is your altar? Where is your altar? Now, we're going to talk about this later, but the Lord just said, speak to it now. Where is your altar? Where you call upon the name of the Lord. I can tell you where my altar is that I'll teach you, and that is where your two feet are. Where your feet are is where your altar is. That could be in the midst of work in a bad situation. That could be in a situation in Southeast Asia. That could be in a good place. Maybe we're in another church singing, or wherever we're at, we're in a place of business. This place, where this little 2-foot square area at our feet are standing, is the altar that we can praise and come to God. I'll teach that a little bit later on one of the steps. I just had to say that. And there Abram called upon the name of the Lord. And Lot also, who went with Abram, had flocks and herds and tents. So Lot was blessed too. And the land was not able to bear them. That means they were packed to the hilt, and that they might dwell together, for their substance was so great so that they couldn't dwell together. I can get this right. Verse 7. And there was strife. Everyone say strife. And there was strife between the herdsmen of Abram's cattle and the herdsmen of Lot's cattle. And the Canaanite and the Perizzite dwelled in the land. Verse 8. Oh, no, we don't go to verse 8 just yet. All right, so here we have, we've got this, the scene is set, this story of strife. So let's define strife. A few of the words that we can attach to the word strife is opposition. Somebody who's operating in a spirit of strife will always oppose you at one point or another. And that's the devil. Because if we are believers as the way we are and filled with the Spirit of God, the devil will always oppose us. He will never not oppose us. So we just need to be aware of that and not be surprised. Agitation. There are some people, when they get up in the morning, I think their whole purpose in life is to agitate you or me. Come on, laugh with me. That's their whole purpose in life. And you think, get another life then. Right? Yeah. Agitation. Contention for superiority. Holy cow. Let's talk about corporate America, Brother Bill. Contention for superiority. What does God say? If you want to be superior, be the lowest. Be the servant of all. So don't move off of being the servant of all, even if it costs us. Yeah. So that's what strife. So imagine these herdsmen that were fighting with each other, sitting working for somebody that was very wealthy. And, you know, we want to remember that in today's society, Abram, not just being very rich, he was a multi-millionaire. Just an amazing thing. It's hard to put a price tag on what he was worth, because that's a big deal now. But anyway, so now, there is an inherent danger in prosperity. And it's really evident when people get inheritances or when people hit it big. There are people that work hard and hit it big. We visit with Caleb all the time about how their business is doing and where it's at and who they're talking to. And he goes, why are they sitting on all these funds and not doing something good with them? All right, Caleb, that hit me hard. He just sees it, you know? So that inherent danger of prosperity is pride. Everyone say pride. Because it can make us prideful. Well, look at me, I'm a self-made man or woman. Yeah. So pride can get in the way big time. It is difficult to be wealthy and to be humble. There are people that do it. So now we're going to go through a progression here about strife. So the danger of prosperity is pride. Pride leads to strife. The herdsmen had pride. That's strife. Verse 13 of Proverbs, chapter 13, verse 10. By pride comes nothing but strife. There it is. Quarrels, I put in parentheses. But with the well-advised is wisdom. Okay? And then after strife, then strife leads to evil. James 3:16. Interesting number, isn't it? For where there is envy and strife, there is confusion and some evil work. Every evil work where there's strife. Why do you think there's hell going on where you are if you're in the corporate world? It's because there is confusion and every evil work. All right. That's the bad news, right? And so, if I'm going to give you the bad news, I need to give you the good news. How should we deal with strife? Okay. Number one, make up your mind. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 3. It is an honor for a person to cease from strife. Don't buy into it. Don't join in it. Don't say the amen. Walk away from it. A decision. Abram had to decide and make up his mind that he was going to stop the strife between his nephew's herdsmen and his herdsmen. Right? That's what he did. He gave him the choice. In chapter 13, verse 8 and 9 of Genesis, where I have in there, remain humble. When you walk in prosperity, when you walk and you know you're doing the right thing and other people are doing the wrong thing, you have to remain humble. Don't be prideful about it. All right, so 13 verses 8 and 9. And Abram said to Lot, please. He even said, please. Please, let there be no strife between you and me, between my herdsmen and your herdsmen, for we are brethren, we are family. Is not the whole land before you? So separate from me, and if you take the left, then I'll go to the right. And if you go to the right, then I'll take the left. And so when we do something like this, it can heap burning coals upon our enemies. Doing something good for our enemy is how we heap coals upon them. And so in Lot's response to Abram, he chose, we know, a lot of us heard this, he chose the direction of Sodom. There were some people in the second service that had never heard this before. And they went, whoa. Was it first service? Well, I consider it. All right, the late church. Either way, he chose that direction of Sodom and parked right next to the pit of hell, if you may. So, never sacrifice a covenant relationship for selfish gain. If you are in a covenant relationship with somebody, do not sacrifice it for selfish gain. And that's what Lot did. He sacrificed a covenant relationship with the main man, and he suffered. Relationships. One more thing about relationships. They are more important than money, career advancements, and just about anything. So therefore, we have to guard our relationships with people. Now, so let's get practical here. What about those people that don't want to do right with relationships? Well, sometimes you just got to take a step back, but you got to be careful not to talk about it, not to gossip about it, not to crow about it. It's difficult not to. Somebody say amen. Come on, it's real easy. It's real easy to sit around and gripe about it, isn't it? It is. I catch myself all the time. Don't do that. Okay? So that's important. But let's look at four of the consequences that happened to Lot because he chose to move away from the covenant relationship that he had with Abram, whom God called to be the father of faith. See, Abram had faith before he had the law. He may be a leader of the law, but he had faith. He's a father of faith. So let's look at his consequences. He lost everything he ever had. He lost it all. His wife turned into a pillar of salt. He had perversions with his daughters. There were, that's all I'm going to say. And the drunkenness that was ravaging his family. Why? Because he didn't guard his relationship with the blessed man. He didn't guard it. He walked away from it. He got into strife. He got into pride, and he had evil everywhere around him. And so we want to be reminded that this step number four about stay out of strife, just to be aware of it and know how to deal with it. Keep this page somewhere so when it comes up, you can be have your memory refreshed on it. But the last verse I'd like to give to you, it's not in your outline, but I'm so thankful for this verse. It's one of my memory verses, Psalm 138:8. Psalm 138:8 says, God will perfect that which concerns me. If you're in the middle of strife, you can quote that verse. Say, God will perfect, God will bring to pass that which concerns me. If I'm His and He's the boss, He's got it. He's in control. God, but see, He likes us to prophesy these things out loud. He likes us to speak the Word of God, because when the Word of God goes forth on our behalf, it will change things, right? Perfect God. Thank you. God will perfect those things that concern me. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So step number four is stay out of strife. Everyone say that. Stay out of strife. Let's stand. Father, we thank you for this beautiful time that we've had with you and with the Spirit of God. And Jesus, we're just so blessed as we celebrated the body and blood that you gave to us. It removes our sin as far as the east is from the west. And God, we're just so grateful. We're just so grateful. And Lord, the things that kind of pinched us today, if we got pinched today, Lord, that's a good thing, because we need to be reminded of these things. We need to be taught these things, Lord, and we need to be obedient to do this well. And your grace is always upon those good decisions. And so we thank you for that.